Oh yes,
yes, this old time power was given with fathers who were faithful and true. This is promised to the believers, and we owe me. Yes, it's promise. Yes, it's old time power was given to our fathers who were faithful and true. This is promise to the believers, and we owe me.
Father, we pray for that power this evening, O God, as we've gathered in thine house, Father, to speak with you, O God. Father, to get a kiss from thee, O God. Father, just to fall afresh in your face. And Lord, just stay there, Lord. And Lord, wait until you speak back to us, O God. We thank you. We love you. Speak to us as we sing these songs and open our hearts, Father, for the word and prayer. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Let's sing one more like that. Let's sing that. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. D. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of rise and shine, hallelujah! Rise, shine, give God the glory. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Rise, shine, give God the glory. Soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah! We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. Every run goes higher, higher. 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 Soldiers of the, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Where he will lead me, I will go, for I have learned.
for me, that he was slain on Calvary. Oh, he lived, Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He's the truest of friends to me.
Oh, we worship you.
worship you, O King. You are worthy to be praised.
While Brother Max comes, let's sing that amazing grace while Brother Max comes and take over.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, it is
Oh, what the Lord has done for us. Oh, even when you sing that song, I remember Calvary. Oh, it has been all grace. Oh, that the Lord went to Calvary. Oh, for the sake of you and me. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Another Friday, Lord. Grace has been sufficient for us. Oh, you have opened your arms of love to receive your children tonight, Lord. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Let us all now lift up our hearts and thank the Lord for what he has done for us the week. Let us all pray. Pray and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, oh, we say thank you. Lord, we can look back, oh, the week so far, oh God. It has taken your grace, amazing grace. It has taken, Lord, oh, your mercy, oh, your protection, oh God. Oh, that has seen us through, oh Lord, the week so far, oh God. Your children have been to work, oh, to various places. But Lord, you have kept everyone safe, Lord. And Father, we want to say thank you. Oh, we worship you. We lift up your name. Oh, Lord, we magnify your name tonight. Oh, Lord, blessed be your name. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God, the Lord, you have once again, oh, given us this grace and opportunity. The Lord, we can come to your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, we say thank you, Lord. We give all glory to you. Thank you even for Jenny Mercies, that Lord, you have given to us from far and near. And Lord, here we are. Here we are. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be thy name, O God. Oh, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, you are so good, Lord. Your amazing grace, Lord, that has seen us through the week so far, oh God. Father, your children say thank you, Lord. Thank you, even Lord Jesus, oh, for this opportunity once again. Oh, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Once again, Lord, we come, oh Lord, oh, with all reverence, Lord, tonight. We come with all obedience, Lord. We come believing, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, that Lord, tonight, oh God, even as you said, that even whilst they are yet to ask, oh, you will hear. And whilst they are yet speaking, oh, you will answer them. Lord, we know that you know us individually. Oh God, you know our needs, Lord, even before coming to you, Lord. And Father, we want to know tonight, Lord Jesus, seeking that, oh God, through your word, oh Lord, oh, you will lift our faith up, oh God, inspire us by your word, Lord, tonight to lead us, oh God, in prayer and in utterances, Lord. Oh, according to, oh Lord Jesus, what you will for us tonight, oh Lord. Father, we know that, Lord Jesus, oh, we will never go back the same. We will go back with our hearts, Lord, full of joy, knowing that, Lord, you have heard every one of us, oh God. And the Lord, once again, we want to say thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name. You deserve worship, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Amen. As we are still standing, let's stand to the reading of the word. Amen. Let's stand to Joshua. Chapter 1, Joshua We shall read the second and third verses. Let's hear the word of God. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Let's pray once again. Lord, oh yes, we thank you. Your word is always, Lord. It rings, Lord Jesus, bells in our hearts, O God. Knowing that, Lord, every word that you have spoken, O God, it is yea and amen. And the word has gone out of your mouth, Lord, in righteousness, Lord. And it will never return to you void. It has to go and accomplish according to, oh Lord Jesus, what you have sent it for, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Bless your word now. As we sit at your feet, God, we ask the Holy Spirit to sweep over us, Lord. Even those on YouTube and Zoom, God, Father, sweep over everyone, Lord, tonight. And bring us together under one spirit, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. May we be seated. Praise the Lord. Tonight we have a subject, taking God at his word. Amen. Taking God at his word. Take it, my brother. Take it, my sister. When he says it, just take it the way he has given to you. Amen. So what we have read now, here once again, stood at the border of the promised land by the Jordan, and this time, a new birth, children of Israel. Amen. You know, last week, they were at the border of that promised land, led by Moses. Amen. And whilst they have had evidence from the promised land, what God has said was true. They saw the evidence. But yet they said, no, it's true what God said, that that land that he has given to us is flowing with milk and honey. There's no doubt about it. But we can't. We cannot take it. Amen. And we all know what happened. Oh, God. My brother, just imagine God having spoken and you have gone there with seeing the evidence. And then within the face of God said, it's not possible. So can't these people just look back what God did for them? Even opening Red Sea for you to walk on dry grounds. What else? Allowing bread to what? To rain from heaven for you. And all this, the people said, it's not possible. And for that reason, as we heard last week, God, instead of for them to march a victorious march through the promised land, God made them to go a death walk for 40 years in the wilderness, and all the unbelievers perished. The doubters perished. One after the other. Amen. So now again, we are reading what we have read. Stood or stands the children of God once again. And this time, new bones. Amen. A new birth. Amen. People. Praise the Lord. Amen. And last week we know that we typed that group now. being led by Joshua. Amen. And yes, sir, we can say that this group now, no destruction amongst them, no unbelief, no doubts amongst them. Praise God. Oh, that's what we are tonight, isn't it? That there is no doubt, one single doubt here. There's no one who doesn't believe what God, wouldn't take God at his word tonight. Amen. Oh, thank God that tonight there's no one doubt also amongst us. Praise God. I want to hear amen. Amen. Yes. If you can't say amen, then you are doubting. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, please, brethren, the amen is powerful. Amen. So what about the great leader Moses? What about him? Our 120-year-old Moses was called onto the mountains, and he never came back again. But it was believed the angels packed his body. Amen. And they sent him away. And so after that, then God came and told Joshua, amen, the minister of Moses. He told him, Moses, my servant is dead now. Therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. The same, arise, go. Praise the Lord. Arise, go over Jordan, thou and all these people unto the land which I do give. I do give. I've given it already to them, even the children of Israel. And every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Amen. Now watch. God simply gave the command to Joshua, arise, go over this Jordan. But God did not tell Joshua how he was going to cross the Jordan. Meanwhile, as we all know, Jordan had overflowed its banks. Amen. Very dangerously looking water. Amen. But God said, go over it. But he never gave him how to do it, how to go over it. Oh, praise the Lord. But see, this is what? A new group. Praise God. Oh, yes, sir. You see, God was silent about how they were going to cross that river. God was silent on that place, brethren. And beyond this overflooded bank, amen, overflooded river, beyond that, oh, they could see an imposing figure at the other side of the river, the walls of Jericho. As the Bible says, you see, it was closely, you see, closed in, very huge. So now, not only one obstacle, but two obstacles, huge ones. Overflooded river, Jordan. And then beyond that, they could see an imposing figure right in the land that way they were going. Fortified. My. So what was Joshua's reaction? Let's take notice of that. What was Joshua's reaction? He took God at his word. Amen. He took God at his word. Amen. So he got himself into action. And the Bible says Joshua rose early in the morning when the commandment came. He rose up early in the morning and moved the children of Israel from Shittim and went right to the bank of Jordan. Amen. Right there. And then on the third day, it rang through the camp. Sanctify yourself. Amen. Tomorrow, Oh, the Lord will do wonders amongst you. My! What faith is this? Praise the Lord. Standing at this overflooded Jordan, so frightening. Then he gave the command, which rang over the camp. Sanctify yourself. Tomorrow, God is going to do wonders amongst you. Oh, my. Oh, praise the Lord. What faith is this? And then you know what? God was there. Oh, really? So happy. God wants to see something, to hear something like that. His children speaking by faith. And then you know what he told them? He said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is amongst you. And that he will what? Without fail. Drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Jebusites, and all the Ites. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. God could no longer just hold back. He couldn't hold back as he couldn't hold back from Abraham also. You know, one time he told Abraham when Abraham also spoke it by faith. Amen. Then God said, wow, shall I hide from Abraham the things which I do? Amen. Faith moves God. If you take him by his word, it moves God. Oh, hallelujah. God can do nothing but what? He revealed his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. When faith has what? Moved him. He had to open up. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And so when Joshua has spoken that way, that kind of faith, God now told him, said, Joshua, you know what? Let's read something here. He said, God said, I will from today magnify you. He said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Amen. Amen. Then he opened up. He said, look, let what? The priest take the ark. Amen. And go before you. And the moment their legs step into the water, praise the Lord, the water had to give way. And they will stand there. Amen. Whilst all the children of God will pass through dry grounds. Amen. See, but before God was silent. My brother, my sister, God may be silent on your case. He's waiting for your faith. Amen. Looking at how your response will be, your action will be. Praise the Lord. He's waiting. He's the same God, my brother, my sister, you see. You see, Joshua was someone, he was every word that he speaks by faith. Hallelujah. He speaks with confidence. Amen. And he speaks with authority. Amen. 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 These three things was with Moses. That's what? Oh, that's our Holy Ghost with us also. Amen. There's no, I see, doubts about anything of him. You see, God made Joshua that way. Because when you look at the huge, these two obstacles, so huge before them, it was likely Satan can come in and whisper to someone, sow a seed of doubt. He said, you people, are you sure God has chosen the right time for you people to cross this river? Couldn't God, who had waited during the dry season when Jordan would be just a knee high, you people could cross? You see what Satan could have done. But see, that faith, that's when he speaks with faith, he put what faith into the hearts of the people. My brother, that's what the word of God does. Amen. If only you will open up to receive it. Praise the Lord. Now, let's read something here. Time-tested memorial of God. The prophet said God picked the worst time in all the year to cross Jordan. God likes to take those kind of times to prove that he is God. Amen. Amen. And men of God who believe God and know what God has promised are not afraid to do it. Amen. You're not afraid to what? To go forward. You are not afraid to ask. You are not afraid to seek. You are not afraid to knock. Amen. I said, men of God, that who believe God, what God has promised, are not afraid to do it. Because God will stick with his word just as certain as he is God. God will stick with his word. Amen. Joshua didn't think how wide Jordan was or how muddy it was. He said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders amongst you. Amen. Taking God at his word. Amen. Now let's look at another thing also. The prophet said Joshua knew himself was in line of a covenant between God and their father Abraham to possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. See? Joshua knew this. See, my brother, think of it. You got to know where you are standing. And you got to know where you belong to. Praise the Lord. Brethren, if tonight we will also remember our covenant place through Christ, that we are the faith seed of Abraham. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Then we also have that same covenant with God. Amen. That we shall what, possess every gate of the enemy. Oh, my brother, my sister, know that you are the faith seed of Abraham. Amen. And by faith, we also will take God at his word tonight. Amen. So that we would, and then when we do that, we will see the same covenant God answering our requests and prayers tonight. The same covenant answering God will answer each and everyone. Whatever your request, whatever you are looking for, God is here to answer it. Amen. All that we got to do is that we got to get ourselves into action. Amen. Amen. Taking God at his word. Amen. And the Lord will do wonders amongst us tonight. Amen. He will do it not only tonight. As long as your faith holds all days in your life, then all things will be also possible for you. Amen. Now, the prophet gave us some examples here. He said Abraham was promised a child, but he must maintain this promise for 25 years. My. See, the ups and downs that he had, the temptations in those 25 years, but he held to the word of the promise. See, taking God at his word. 25 years, he was still believing. Amen. Then the prophet also called Israel. He said, and Israel was promised a promised land. But they had to fight. Now listen, they had to fight for every inch of it. God said, it's yours. But what? They had to fight for every inch of it. Let's take notice of that because we are coming on something. God told Moses, as Joshua, wherever the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I have given unto you. Amen. God said so. You see, Joshua, just God said so to Joshua. It was all there. The land was there. God gave it to them. But they must fight for it. Amen. Then the prophet came to divine healing. He said, the same way it is about divine healing. God's got the power to heal you. If you've got the courage to accept it. If you've got the courage to accept it. He said, God got the power to heal you. If you've got the courage to accept it, but you will fight every inch of the way. Amen. Then he came to saving grace. He said, God's got amazing grace to save you. And he will do it. But you will fight every inch of your way. It certainly has to. But we must what? Fight if we must reign. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, as we are coming to our, let's listen to something here. It said, if the call to the church to sanctify itself and get away from the things of the world, if that has been fulfilled, then we are ready to cross over tonight. Amen. Amen. Yeah, today had been a day of consecration. We have consecrated ourselves. We've sanctified ourselves. So he said, if the call to the church to sanctify itself, as we had a call to observe today, amen, and get away from the things of the world. If that has been fulfilled, then we are ready to cross over. The prophet said, amen. Then he asked a question. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Amen. To throw aside every weight. Sanctify yourself from your unbelief. Amen. 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 And take God at his word tonight. Amen. Oh, brethren, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe God. Oh, I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe God. If you want salvation now, and the Holy Ghost and power, just trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe God. Amen. Oh, tonight, brethren, we are going to pray. You see, the prophet asked, are you ready to cross over? as you have sanctified, is there, is here. He said, when the church, there is a call to sanctify themselves, and they have laid aside all things, then they are ready to what? To cross over. And then he asked, are you ready to cross over tonight? Taking God at his word. Amen. Amen. And we believe God. Amen. Now, brethren, tonight, we are going to pray on the request that we have. Amen. The request that we have and the request of the church as well tonight. Amen. Will you take God at his word? Amen. Then John 14:14. Give it to us. Will you take God at his word tonight? He said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, he said what? I will do it. Will you take God at his word tonight? Then we have prayer requests here. We are first going to pray over those requests, and then we will bring our own petitions also before God. We have a prayer request from our precious sister Lucia. He is requesting that a family friend in Italy should be remembered in prayer. One of the family members passed away by the hand of cancer. Amen. So we will remember that family in prayer, that the Lord, he is the only one that can comfort and reward, restore, bring joy unto the hearts of the people. Amen. So we will remember that. Then we have a request. Our precious brother, Brother Nathaniel, brought in something that is really very, very important for the church. Amen. We need to consider our precious sister Lily. Amen. And our precious brother Pele at the same time. I will come on that before we pray. And then we have the Sunday baptism that some of the brethren are now they are persuaded that they want to give themselves to the Lord. We will remember them in prayer. Amen. And then, as you all know, our precious brother Wilmore has been crisscrossing the whole of Europe. And he has a family also back home, you see. So we will remember him and the family also in prayer. Now, coming on to our precious brother Pele and Sister Lily. I first on Sister Lily. Brethren, we are one family. And one of the members. Oh, yesterday I had a little pain at my ear, and the whole body was disorganized. If one member suffers, the whole body experiences the pain. That's what the natural thing God has made us. And bringing it to the spiritual, that's the thing we got to do. Amen. Amen. Our sister has to be going up and down to go to work, to get some little money to maintain the house, coming, going here and there, brethren, sisters. Let us find a way to help our precious sister. Amen. 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 You know, when I told my wife suggested something to me. So touching. He said, I will speak to Sister Lily. If it suits her. Then some Fridays, like we've come here, when we close, we won't go back, but we'll stay over that weekend and help her as much as we could. Amen. Amen. So any way that you could help our precious sister, let us do it. Now coming to our precious brother Pele, amen. We must take notice of this. This battle that the children of Israel were going into the promised land to possess that gates of the enemy, that is our position now. That we need to go in there, amen, and possess every gates of that enemy. The very grounds that the enemy has taken now, what kind of ice is it? God says what? He will push all of them out. That's what we have read. And that's our position. Joshua, our Holy Ghost leading us. We need to cross over now and go in and bring our precious brother out. Amen. From that situation. And then, brethren, we are praying. That's really marvelous. It's good. But that's another thing. Fellowship. Fellowship. Our brother needs fellowship. Yes, we pray here. But you see, the situation, his condition that he is in, he needs fellowship. Brethren coming to visit him. Brother, a visit where there will be a laughter, a smile on your face. You see, you bring warmth. It changes the atmosphere where he is in. When we go and visit a brother. My brother, my sister, let us what? Be visiting our brother. Amen. Because that's one of the paramount things that we need to do. Yeah, we are praying all the time. But brother, the other side also. That fellowship where we can go and laugh with him. You see, to what? These are some of the things. Because now where he is, the transition that he's going through to recovery needs what? Fellowship. If he's isolated all the time, my brother, it doesn't work. Amen. So let us what? Take notice of that also. Let's move on to action. Amen. And so, as the prophet said about divine healing, he said what? The same way it is about divine healing, God's got the power to heal you. If you've got the courage to accept it, but you'll fight every inch of the way. This part of what? The battle we are fighting. Fellowship is part of the battle. Amen. So tonight, let's put ourselves in a prayer position now. And remember John 14:14, as you go down on your knees and put all these requests before the Lord. Ye shall ask a thing. You shall ask anything in my name and I will do it. But before, please, as you are there quietly, start meditating first. Start meditating first in a quiet manner and listen to the prayer that the prophet offered. Put yourself into prayer position. And listen closely. Lord, I'm taking you at your word tonight. It's from the prophet. Lord, I'm taking you at your word tonight. I've seen people healed. I've heard of it. I've watched others. I've seen them in my neighborhood that were paralyzed and now walking. Blind, now seeing. Cancer ridden. Doctors giving them up. And now living and well and healthy. Oh, is that not what we need for our brother? And now, Lord, at thy word, I am coming tonight too. Grant it, Lord. And may your spirit be here. May your spirit be here to answer back. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask tonight. Oh, brethren, let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. Continue to remain in your prayer position, as now we, the Lord is waiting to hear your own request. And once again, the question comes, are you ready to take God at his word tonight? Then listen as you put your prayer, your own request before the Lord. He knows, but he wants to hear from you. Now God says, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That's Matthew 21, verse 22. Then again, he said in Philippians 4, 19, he said, but my God shall supply all your needs. He will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And 2 Corinthians 9, 8, he said, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Amen. That ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good works. The Lord, we are taking your word tonight. Amen. We thank you that you are always in the midst of your church, Lord, to magnify thyself. Lord, do it tonight as your children have crossed over, believing, Lord. Some of your children are looking unto you tonight for the right job which can allow them to fully serve you. Some are waiting on you for the results of their document applications. Some seeking healing and expecting a touch of healing hand of you, God. Some waiting for their Isaac and some searching for their Rebekahs. Lord, there are married couples also amongst us seeking to live together as one family under one roof. So Lord, these things are just few. You know all about the needs of your people. Brethren, he said, all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive it. Let's pray. Put your request before him. Put it before him. He knows it. Thank you.
as we lift it all to thee, oh, and bring it all before thee, Lord. Bless the musicians, bless their meeting tomorrow, Lord. We help and lead and guide them, please, Lord, I pray. As I look away unto thee, Heavenly Father, as I call unto thee, Heavenly Father, and seek thy face at this time. For your glory, Lord Jesus, is my prayer, Lord. I just want to look upon the Lord. I pray for Mark, I pray for Marcella, I pray for Louise, I pray for Emily, Lord. I pray for Rick, I pray for Ingeborg, I pray for Robert and Kevin, I pray for Anne next door. I pray for all of these things, Lord. As we come before the Lord at this time, and thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let's ask the musicians to come. Let's sing one song, please, Brother George, whatever you lead us in there. We'll ask Brother Ellie if he'd come then to close us in a word of prayer. The Lord has heard our prayers. We thank the Lord for that. Thank you, Brother Max. It was a good word. It's wonderful to come before the Lord in prayer. Let's sing one song. Let's lift up our hearts to the Lord. And then we ask Brother Ellie to please come. And let's unite ourselves together in prayer as our brother will close for us. In Jesus' name.
I bless your name. Lord, we bless your name.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Amen. When we sing these words, oh Lord, we believe them, Heavenly Father, that Paul and Silas, they didn't pray, oh Lord. They didn't fast. The Bible says, in their chains, they began to sing. And from the singing, oh Lord, their shackles were broken, oh Lord. The doors were open, oh Lord. Even the eyes of the guards were blinded, oh Lord. The angel of the Lord came down. And the supernatural happened, oh Lord. That's why we are singing with faith, oh Lord. That if we find that in our lives we are in the midst of time so hard, we should just reach out by faith, oh Lord. Lift our hearts, lift our eyes towards you. And in Jesus' name, we will receive what we have need of, oh Lord, because we take you by your words, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, when they were in front of those walls of Jericho, oh Lord, those unbreakable walls, oh Lord, but just because of the songs, because of their faith, oh Lord, they took you by your words, oh Lord. They've never seen that happening before, but they just sang and believe, oh Lord, and those walls crumbled down, and they took the city, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we have prayed day and night for our brother Pele, oh Lord, that those Jericho walls, but we are seeing you, oh Lord, against all odds, oh Lord, against all pronostics, oh Lord. Our brother came out of the hospital, oh Lord. The shackles are falling, oh Lord. And by faith, we can see our brother completely free. We can see our brother completely restored, oh Lord. And in his position, serving you, oh Heavenly Father. Lord, we believe. We keep on praying because you asked us to pray continually, oh Lord. And we'll pray until these boundaries are completely pushed out, oh Lord, and the way is completely cleared, oh Lord. Bless his wife, our sister Lily, our sister, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we commit their family into your hands, oh Lord. Bring them back together once again, oh Lord, for your glory. Heavenly Father, we commit our church into your hands. Day and night, oh Lord, we pray for this place, oh Lord. We pray for the new place, oh Lord. Grant it for your glory. Every single undertakings we are doing, oh Lord, you put your hands behind, oh Lord, and multiply it, oh Lord. Let us really find a place that will fit us completely, and let us find really a place where we will stay and remain, oh Lord, for your glory. Bless your servant, we have spoken, O Lord. It takes a lot, O Lord, driving from Longford to here, O Lord, taking the full week to consecrate himself, O Lord, to find something to feed your people. Bless him. Bless his family, O Lord. Let every gate of the enemy that stand in their way, let it be lifted in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Bless our pastor, bless your people. Our brethren getting baptized on Sunday, oh Lord, you commit them into your hands. Oh Lord, be with them. Our brethren from Iran, oh Lord, how it is so amazing to see people from that area of this world, oh Lord, coming to this message, oh Lord. We believe, oh Lord, that you will grant them the baptism of the Holy Ghost after the experience of the water, oh Lord, and you'll bring them unto adoption, that they will follow this way of the cross and they'll never let it down ever, oh Lord. Bless us as we depart from this place, oh Lord. Our sister Lucia, oh Lord, and the request she has put forward, Console that family, O Lord, and be with them in their time of mourning, O Lord. Be their strength, O Lord, and restore their joy in their midst, O Lord. Our brother Wilmo down there in Berlin, O Lord, be with him, protect him, and bless his family back here, O Lord, and bring him back safely for your glory. We commit the Sunday service into your hand. Speak to our hearts, O Lord, and help us, O Lord, really to come and fellowship in your presence, O Lord. Let us lift our voices and sing, O Lord, and worship you, because from the worship of our hearts, we know we receive blessings from you. Bless us as we depart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's sing one as we dismiss. God bless you, saints. Meet you on Sunday. May the Lord grant you a safe journey home, a blessed day tomorrow. Let's finish off with something.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace of shore. Very deep is stained with, oh, sinking to rise no more. Oh, but the marks of the sea hid my despairing cry. From the waters left and then I'll sing, yeah, oh yeah. Love lifted me, love lifted me. In his presence daily live, ever his praise sing. Oh, love so mighty and so true, it merits my soul's best song. Faithful love in service to him be, oh yeah. Completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be beset. To lifted me, love lifted me, oh yeah, love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love lifted me, love, oh, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else would help, love, oh, love lifted me, love, oh, love lifted me, love lifted me, oh, when lifted me. Oh yeah, love, oh love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else. Oh.